Wilfred, fear has its use, but cowardice has none. Mahatma Gandhi. Ryan's outside his house, straightening up his wheelie bins. When he tries to pick up Spencer's bin, he comes out and glares at him. Ryan flees back inside. Then he's peering out of the window of the basement.
I mean, I used to be invisible to him, but now he keeps looking at me. Like he knows we stole these plants from him. I'm just being paranoid, right?
Well, these buds are called Purple Thunder Paranoia, but no, you're not being paranoid.
No, of course I am. Like right now, it looks like he's coming over here. He looks pissed. Why would he be coming over here pissed?
I don't know, Ryan. Maybe because you smashed his window, stole his weed, and shat in his boot?
You smashed his window.
You? Me? What's the difference?
What is the difference?
He looks up at the clock on the wall. Its hands seem to be spinning backwards. Then he looks down at his feet, which look like they belong to a tiny baby.
Wilfred, I think there's something in that weed.
I don't think so, mate. There's only one way to find out.
Ryan reaches into his mouth and pulls out one of his teeth.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. That doesn't happen till later.
Later? What are you... Wilfred, what's going on? Am I dreaming? I want to wake up now.
Ryan, there's something I need to tell you. I don't think you'll remember this, but perhaps that's for the best.
None of this is real. Like, there's no way he could know it was me.
That's the thing I need to tell you, mate. He knows.
Ryan wakes up on the sofa, still hearing the banging at the door. He goes to answer it, grabbing a brown paper bag from the coffee table.
Up for a stroll, mate. So, you're gonna tell me what that is?
Oh, it's for you. Open it.
You don't have to say open it, okay, Ryan? I know to open it.
It's a Kobe beef femur from a high-end butcher. It's the best money can buy. Feel that weight. I thought you'd be excited.
You want me to be excited, Ryan? Buy me a new bong. Or better yet, a vaporizer. But a bone? It's like giving a basketball to a black guy.
Well, it was meant to be a token of our friendship.
Hey, speaking of token, let's bark up some of that weed we nicked from Spencer. Maybe we can vaporize it in my new bone.
No. Won't quite work, will it?
What's going on here?
What kind of racist monster would spray paint the symbol of another person's culture? It's a hate crime. Hey, white boy, is that your dog?
No, I'm just watching him for a friend.
My wife is extremely fearful of dogs. Lakshmi was bitten in the old neighborhood. We had to call the animal control and put the beast down. So would you please?
Wilfred, come. Please?
It's not like I was gonna bite her. Last time I had Indian, it gave me the shits for a week.
Come back to the scene of the crime, did you? I know it was you! I know it was you! I had to call the cops for that hoodlum a few weeks ago. I'm certain this is his revenge.
That motorcycle dick is ruining the neighborhood. You need to put that asshole in his place.
What's the point of a confrontation? I just get my ass kicked.
So what? That'd be less painful than walking around in constant fear.
What would you suggest I do?
March over there, look him straight in the eye and say, I'm the man who shat in your boot, and bend him over and root him right up the ass.
You want me to have sex with him?
It's called domination. It's how dogs handle it. And believe me, it's very effective.
And have you done this with another dog?
Every goddamn day.
I can't imagine a scenario in which I would do something like that.
Well, then you have no imagination.
Only that were true. I mean, I used to be invisible to him, but then he started looking at me. Like he knew we stole these plants from him. I'm just being paranoid, right?
Well, these buds are called Purple Thunder Paranoia, but no, you're not being paranoid.
Of course I am.
Ryan glances at the wall clock. The hands aren't spinning. Then he looks down at his feet, which are normal size. He reaches into his mouth and checks his teeth.
Ryan, there's something I need to tell you.
Is that?
It is. Mate, the thing is, He knows.
How is that possible?
Because after we broke into his house, I think I may have left your wallet under the window.
What?
Actually, wait. No. I definitely did do that.
Ryan looks terrified. Then they emerge from the basement room into the house.
I know you're in
Why
there!
Why the hell would you leave my wallet outside his window?
I don't know, Ryan. Why is the sky grey? Why is the grass grey? Why is a rainbow grey, 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 and infra-grey? Now, open the door, pull down his pants, and tear that ass up.
Hey, Ryan, lose something?
Oh, wow. I've been looking for this.
Yeah, because you dropped it when you broke into my house, you piece of shit.
Enough words, Ryan. I'll hold him down, you get his pants.
No. I can explain.
Yeah, go ahead, but I'm not a very good listener.
They broke into my house, too.
Come on, Ryan. I need a complete tosser would
Keep bleak. Talking.
Yeah, they stole my wallet. They must have dropped it when they broke into your house.
Bullshit.
No bullshit. And that sick bastard actually took a dump on my Blu-ray.
He shit in my boots!
Guess you think you're pretty clever, eh, Ryan?
Yeah. Well, looks like we're both victims here. I'm sorry, I didn't even get your name.
Spencer. You know, it's funny, I've seen you around the neighborhood, and I always figured you were a dick, but now I feel like I'm the dick. I'm sorry I barged in on you.
Hey, it's fine. Anytime.
You make me sick.
You're mad at me? You set me up.
You pushed out.
I did not puss out.
Sometimes when I look at you, I can almost see a giant tampon string hanging out of you. Ryan, you can't run away from your problems.
I took care of this my way, the way that did not get my ass kicked. He's gone, and he's not coming back.
Well, that's interesting, because he's at the front door.
No, he's not.
Hey, now that I think you're cool and you think I'm cool, I was thinking we could hang out.
Oh.
You like porn? God, listen to me. What, am I some kind of idiot? Who doesn't like porn? Damn, this shit gets me rock hard. You too, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Having fun, Ryan? Just another lazy Sunday watching porn with your drunk, rock hard neighbor?
It's all good.
I'm having a great time too, buddy. Hard to believe 4 hours ago we didn't even know each other.
4 hours? Yeah. Hey, how long does that battery last anyway?
Shit, I should have brought my cord. You're not a Mac guy, are you?
Well, the thing is,
Nice save, good doggy. Yeah, now we can porn out all night.
Great. Well, let me just feed Wilfred his lunch, and then we can resume porning out.
In the kitchen.
Okay, lunch-wise, I'm thinking a thinly sliced porterhouse on
I'm not making lunch, Wilfred. It's like you're torturing me for fun. Why?
I'm giving you a gift, and it pains me to watch you squander it.
A gift? What you're giving me is a sociopathic porn craze pain in the ass.
Oh, I forgot. You're the resident authority on gift giving.
That bone is a nice gift.
It's a shit gift. What I'm giving you is far more valuable. A chance to be rid of that knuckle-dragging asshole once and for all.
I'm gonna get rid of him. My way. Hey, buddy. I think I'm a little porned out.
Oh. I get it. Say no more. Sometimes I come on a little bit strong, you know? At least that's what my caseworker says. So enough porn.
Yeah.
Let's hit the titty bar!
Oh, that sounds fun. But I should clean out the poop from the Blu-ray player. It's been a few days.
Oh, okay. Okay, rain check, buddy.
Hey, Ryan! Let's smoke some of that weed we stole off Spencer. Yeah, hey,
what is up with your dog?
Right here. I'll bring it up.
He is like freaking out. Shouldn't we see what's up?
You know what? Let's go to the titty bar.
Great. First round jerk job's on me.
A scantily clad woman's gyrating on the bar in front of them.
Are you sure it's okay to have my dog here?
Hey, anything goes at Club Media.
I think it's pronounced Medea.
Your new nickname? The Professor!
Wilfred's surrounded by three dancers. He mimes to Ryan to turn Spence around and shaft him, like he told him to do earlier.
Hey, Ryan, check out these wrecked udders.
Oh, check out this disaster. God, listen to me. This is how jaded you get when you have a transsexual stripper for a dad. Now, he had perfect breasts.
Yeah, I saw them in that porn you showed me.
He looks over his shoulder to see Wilfred now pole dancing. He swings round and round and points at Ryan, who looks away.
Listen, Spencer, there's something I need to tell you.
You can tell me anything, Ryan. And I want you to be completely honest with me. My last buddy, Jesse, he was a liar and a thief. And that's why I punched him in the throat and ripped off his ear. Now, what'd you want to tell me?
I was just gonna say, that stripper has weird breasts.
Oh, nice. Where? Her? Her?
Wilfred emerges from a curtained-off area.
That was weird.
Later, outside the house.
Well, see you around.
Hey, I got half a bottle of schlag and taco shells inside. The night is young.
Schlag and taco shells it is.
Wilfred, come here.
Relax. I know how to get him back.
He shines a laser pointer at the wall.
Look at that dumb dog.
Ryan, are you saying this? This defies all logic. Why can't I catch it? Ryan, make it stop. I beg of you, do something.
Wilfred's been misbehaving all day. He deserves this.
Okay, check this out.
Where are you, you great bastard? Show yourself! Let's finish this!
What's going on? What's all the noise?
There you are.
Wilfred, no! What are you gonna do with him?
Don't worry. We're gonna take him to a nice farm upstate.
Ooh, a farm with duckies and piggies and ponies. I wonder if I can kill a pony.
There must be something I can do, please.
All right, give me $50. I'll leave him leashed up to the dumpster behind animal control.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Ryan, I just found this Persian chick on Craigslist who said she'll let us throw a shoe at her. What the hell is he doing here?
Spencer.
Jesse.
Wait, you're Jesse.
Yeah, that's the little bitch who stole my girlfriend and my toaster oven.
You banged my mom.
One time! And I texted you the minute I finished. I didn't lie about it.
You're friends with this jerk?
Best friends.
Huh. Well, in that case, the deal's off. Oh, and by the way, there is no farm. He's getting the needle.
So long, Ryan. Come visit me at the farm. Bring bread for the ducks!
Later, at the animal control office.
What the hell? I told you the deal was off. And why'd you bring him?
I'm only here because my new best friend asked me to come.
You two have some things to talk about. Right, Spencer? And in the meantime, may I have 5 minutes alone to say goodbye to my dog?
10 cages down on your right.
Yeah, I hear you yapping. You want the smokes, but what are you going to do for me? You think it was easy smuggling these in? Believe me, it didn't tickle coming out.
It's about time. You good to go?
I'm working on it. Look, I shouldn't have let Spencer tease you with that laser pointer. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Isn't there something you'd like to apologize for?
Not that I can think of.
My wallet? Everything else you've put me through today?
Why would I apologize for giving you a gift? If anything, a thank you would be nice.
Yeah, she was your girlfriend, but she was a prostitute.
You knew damn well she didn't work on Saturdays. You banged her on Shabbos, man.
Seems like you got everything under control, eh, Ryan?
Getting my ass kicked is not gonna solve anything.
Ryan, will you please tell this lying thief the meaning of loyalty?
Oh, right. This coming from the guy who took advantage of my mom, my sweet, innocent mom, when she was on ecstasy.
Okay, guys, enough. Spencer, you may not think what you did to Jesse was wrong, but he thinks it was wrong, and he was hurt by it. The same goes for you too, Jesse. And if caring about your best friend's feelings isn't important to you, then maybe you don't know what friendship really is.
Take your mud. I'll lose the paperwork.
Thank you.
You watched any porn lately?
I have a government job. All I do is watch porn.
Oh, hey, Ryan, do you mind if I,
Not at all. Go porn out. So Spencer's back with Jesse, and I didn't get my ass kicked. Guess I can run away from my problems.
Hey, the third amigo has arrived.
And the saga continues.
I was just on my way over to Spencer's to grab the schlag. Nice, you brought food for the crew.
Jesse and I let ourselves in. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind, Ryan. Do you mind?
Oh, okay. Here's what I'm thinking, right? Once we all get nice and wasted, bottle rocket fight. Then, assuming there's no major burns, we head over to the water slide park. And after that, we go to the bar, where the bartender won't even throw us out because it's like the best bar ever.
I shat in your boot. I broke your window, I stole your weed, and I took a shit in your boot. And then I lied to your face.
Why?
Because you're an asshole, Spencer.
How am I an asshole?
Because you rev your motorcycle at all hours of the night. You sprayed the Patel statue, and you leave your damn trash cans in front of my damn garage all...
You steal from me, lie to me, I am gonna rip your...
You all right, mate?
Yeah, all right. Oh, I lost a tooth. And I think he may have broken my eye socket. I was in a fight. With a scary dude. And I'm all right. Thanks, Wilfred.
Thank you. This turned out to be a pretty nice gift after all.
What the hell?
He has 10 seconds to get his friend out of your house.
You have 10 seconds to get your friend out of my house.
Or else the same thing's gonna happen to him.
Or else the same thing's gonna happen to you.
Oh, shit, man.
And if you ever see his face again, you're gonna slash his family's throats in their sleep and then go to their funerals and slaughter everyone who shows up. Oh, that's gold. Say that, Ryan.
I'm not saying that.
You are such a pussy.
Daytime. Ryan's sporting a black eye as he straightens up the bins. He exchanges a look with a sheepish-looking Spencer who's doing the same. As he walks off, smiling to himself, Wilfred puts a can of spray paint in the bin.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I guess I'd screw Toto, marry Lassie, and kill Marmaduke. Your turn.
No, thanks. Dogs aren't really my thing.
Answer the question, Ryan.
All right. I guess I'd screw Anne Hathaway.
No, she's not on the list. You gotta pick someone on the list.
These are all dogs. Okay. Lassie.
You can't screw Lassie. She's my wife. Now pick someone off the list.
The only other name on here is Scrappy Doo.
That's sick, Ryan. He's only 10 months old. What, you into kitties? Is that your thing?
I didn't have any other choice.
Could have taken a pass. You're doing it wrong.
No, Mom.
You're missing the whole point of the toy. Here, give it to you.
He takes the modeling clay toy and squeezes the two halves together so some of the green putty oozes out.